if you will. A world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
Interesting. Well, we have, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Castaway, huh? Wrote it in palm leaves, huh?
Isn't that neat?
The rescue is all over the news.
Yeah.
Anyway,
only question I have is, did they have a volleyball?
I was like, didn't we see this in a movie? In palm leaves, they wrote out help and were rescued. Anyways, Chris Ann Hall, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good, good. You're not on an island with palm leaves writing out help, are you? I'm just wondering.
No, but I would like to be.
I would like to, too. I'm with you. Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert.
I mean, there are some days where I wouldn't mind being deserted.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm so with you on that. Oh, my gosh. Chris Ann Hall from the Chris Ann Hall Show and also LibertyFirstSociety.com. Because I'm welcoming new stations on, so I want people to know who you are. A constitutional attorney and constitutional expert. And so glad to have you on. You were just on the OAN Network, and we got to talk FISA for sure. But I'm just so grateful for you and the work that you're doing. I'm so glad. Just so glad to know you.
Oh, well, you're so nice to me. Thank you very much.
You
it's
bet.
Been a crazy week, so maybe God's telling you to give me some encouragement.
You know what? I am encouraging you because you're doing wonderful work out there, Chrisanne. You're really educating. So,
tell you we started a new project?
Okay. What is it?
We're starting a homeschool curriculum and a homeschool network for parents. All across America.
What?
Excellent.
Oh, man. Yep. I want you to talk about it every single time you come on. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you can go right now.
Okay.
It's connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just all spelled out, connecthomeschool.org.
Okay.
And you can sign up to get the notices when we're developing. So we're developing it right now,
mm-hmm.
and the website's up, connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up, get on the email list, and we will send you the updates as we get closer and closer to really, we are hoping to have the groundwork laid for mm-hmm. our preliminary curriculum by this August. So parents will have something they can, in their hand, they can start with in August, homeschool curriculum that they can trust. And it's going to be the beginning kernel of this,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Milt would be happy with this, will be all my historical government and civics training.
What?
Excellent.
K through 12.
Oh, I love this. Connecthomeschool.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll put a link on the Kate Daly Show site for you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, we need is everybody to sign up now.
Okay.
So that you can make sure that you're in the pilot program.
Okay.
And we can give you notice on everything that's going to be released. I just spent 2.5 hours today writing and recording our K through 12 study on the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my gosh, I'm unbelievably excited about this. I can't even tell you what an answer. Connecthomeschool.org. I'll put a link on our site. Oh my gosh, I know.
We're also going to do legal helps for homeschool parents to help them navigate the homeschool laws in their state.
Oh, nice.
We are going to have private chats where mm-hmm. homeschool parents can connect with each other and maybe connect with home co-ops or even start their own co-ops.
I love this. This is fantastic. Thank you for this. I'm very, very excited. I want to read you a paragraph, okay? This is from the AP.
Okay, read it to me.
This is from the AP. This is all about FISA. Though the program would technically expire on April 19th, this is the AP, mind you, the lying scumbags of the AP, the Biden administration has said it expects its authority to collect intelligence to remain operational for at least another year, thanks to an opinion earlier this month from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which receives surveillance applications. But administration officials say that if the program lapses, some telecommunication companies could reduce or stop cooperation with the government or challenge its authority. Comments?
Well, I think that these telecommunications already have the authority to stop cooperating and challenge, because everything about FISA is completely and totally not just unconstitutional, but anti-constitutional. I do find it I don't know if the proper word is ironic, but ironically and sickeningly hilarious that what we have as a standard in America is that FISA, which was created by the legislature, actually sunsets, but the courts created by the legislature, called the FISA court, decide that FISA is not going to stop when the law says it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. The FISA system will keep going as long as the FISA courts actually say it will. The problem is that when it expires, the FISA courts also lose their authority. Well, they don't have, it's a pretended authority. It's what our founders called the color of authority. So somebody took some crayons and colored in some authority that just doesn't exist, if that's the way you want to look at it. So FISA courts have no authority. They're like the star courts of the 17th century. And they don't have authority, especially after the law expires that created them.
Uncle Milty?
When the law, like the Frankenstein monster.
Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty has a comment.
When the law expires, don't they also lose the color of money?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Unfortunately, and I will say this, because this is one of the things that Joe Biden argues all the time. It's why money is going to Ukraine. It's why all this money is going around the world. You would think that when the law expires, the money would dry up. The problem is our Congress, unconstitutionally and anti-constitutionally, contrary to the Constitution, gives the executive branch a discretionary fund. There is absolutely nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to hand the executive branch, the House of Representatives, mind you, to hand the executive branch a blank check for whatever they want to do and without any oversight whatsoever. I mean, I can't think of anything more constitutionally offensive from a financial perspective than discretionary funding in the executive branch.
Only 19 said no.
Our founders would be like, dude, do you not realize you have a king?
Yeah. Only 19.
You have a king that's supported by law. You have a king that's supported by money. And you are supporting a king with your tax dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Kinda, Uncle Milty?
Kind of changes the definition of power of the purse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, please.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be the power of the sieve. I mean, there's no purse. There's no vehicle that holds our money.
That's right.
It just simply slips through the hands of the House, who are supposed to be the ones that are controlling our funding. I get really, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but the Speaker of the House gave this interview, and I can't remember where it was, but I happened across it on social media, and I was seething, absolutely seething, because I get so sick and tired of hearing this. It's like, well, you know, Marjorie Greene didn't like the this year's spending bill, but I didn't like it either. But what are we going to do? We can't do anything until we have a majority in the House and the Senate and the president who will sign it into law. That is bullcrap, excuse my French. According to the Constitution of the United States, according to the people who wrote the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1, puts the power of the purse in the hands of the House alone. The Senate does not have to agree with a spending bill the House creates, and the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside and once again transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process And we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
Woo!
Excellent.
That will be my soundbite for tomorrow. Uncle Milty, wow. Uncle Milty, go.
I know, but if it wasn't this way, no, I'd be it. Scared to death of a government shutdown.
Oh, my gosh. So where does it... I love that, Chrisanne. Amen, amen, amen. So where does it stand right now? Where does the bill stand?
Well, can I just say something really strange?
Okay.
It's irrelevant.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
It's absolutely irrelevant in the mm-hmm. fight. The courts have told us so.
Yeah.
Look at the Patriot Act. The Patriot mm-hmm. Act was supposed to sunset when George Bush left office. Where mm-hmm. are we with the Patriot Act?
Still have it.
It's irrelevant because until the people get sick and tired of this, it will continue. Whether it be constitutionally, extra constitutionally, or contrary to the Constitution, it will continue until we have enough. If there's one thing that I am happy about what's happening to Donald Trump, is once and for all, the people are beginning to see and actually recognize how wicked and how violent of an attack this is on the rights of all Americans.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that Donald Trump keeps screaming that from the rooftop.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. To kill this, kill these measures and to understand.
The question will be, if he becomes president, Kate, will he actually do something about it? That's what we need to write down on our refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we look at history and we understand what we're up against and we understand what needs to happen. And I love that you spelled out the Senate's role and the president's role in the spending bill. Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and if people don't understand that, if they don't know what that's about, then please right. sign up for my class at libertyfirstsociety.com called The Power of the Purse. Mm-hmm. Uncle Milty's seen it.
Yep.
He knows it's how clear. I mean, we walk through very simply. A sixth grader can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me interpreting anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anybody else's interpretation. We literally walk through the text.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And connecthomeschool.org. Go sign up. I'll put the link on the site. I'm so grateful to you for doing this. This is going to be a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. You have a great day. You are doing the best work. Thank you so much for coming on every Thursday. I adore you.
Oh,
we really
thank
do.
Thank you so much. And have a fabulous weekend. We are on our way to Springfield, Missouri, and
awesome.
Then to Lowell, Arkansas.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck. Safe travels.
And God bless.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you, Chrisanne Hall. Hey, everybody, as we enter into 2024, this is really important. The banking crisis, which is kind of remaining kind of quiet, except for smaller banks are failing as more centralized banking even happens at these levels right now that we're seeing. That's why we saw some of the bank closures last year. As this enters stage two, this is really, really important. Investors are relaxed right now because they think the banking crisis is over, but it's really a big mistake. History shows that major financial crises unfold in stages and have a quiet period between the initial stage and the critical stage when it's too late to do anything. The next forecast that's coming, the more acute stage two of the banking crisis, is coming after a quiet period, right? We know this. It's coming. Birch Gold is writing about this. They understand that there's this quiet period right now. This is the time, you guys, get everything you have at least backed by gold. It won't cost you anything, which is amazing. You can take advantage of this, at least get the information, your IRAs, your retirement. Are they short up? Are they backed by anything important, by any gold? And make sure you buy gold and silver from Birch Gold. These are the people I trust, okay? And I love them. You guys out there that have done this are saying such fantastic things about Birch Gold. I knew you would. And of course, Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, these are all the people that use Birch Gold for a reason. They have a stellar reputation. Please text 989898. That's the phone number, 989898, those six digits. Text my name, Kate, as the message on your phone. And when you do that, you'll get some free information to look at. Please do this, okay? Just get the free information. Information is free and... you know, you can't go wrong with information, and at least you'll have some answers on if this is something you should do too. Thanks, you guys. Birch Gold is amazing. Or otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you. Hey, Dally Show. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall for coming on, our constitutional expert and attorney. Look, if I could give you any advice right now and looking ahead with digital currency coming in, with everything that we have at stake here, I know you've got to be nervous about it, because if you're not nervous, you need to do more homework on what's happening. Birchgold.com has wonderful, their latest articles on this, on gold and silver. You need to check these out. We have to protect what's out there. And you can protect your IRA. You can protect your savings. You can protect your 401k. All of these things, okay, have to be protected by gold. Now, this step, texting 989898, that's the phone number that you're going to put into your text, into your phone, 989898, text my name, Kate. This will give you some free information that you can peruse. And I know that you want some peace right now. I know that. And so please text that number to Birch Gold. I trust these guys. I know that they can help. And I know that they're very red-pilled, actually. They're very awesome. Please make sure to text that number. Just text my name right now with your phone right now. Just do me that favor, because then I know you're going to get the free information about how to go about this. It might not cost you anything at all. And this is the place to buy gold and silver. I am telling you, this is the place. It's the place I trust. It's the place Ron Paul trusts, Steve Bannon trusts. This is the place. Birch Gold is amazing. And you have written me emails telling me how amazing the process is. It's so streamlined and so great. Please check this out, 989898, and text my name, Kate. I'm imploring you to do this, because there's a window of opportunity that is short. We have things coming in that I think at some point soon, that opportunity wouldn't even be there, so, or won't be there. Please text that number. I implore you to do that. It's just, you're getting some free information, okay? There's no obligation, just the information in order to protect yourself. Well, let's take a call. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm dying to find out. I've been wanting to make this call for a long time.
Okay.
Are they going to take away cash? Is there going to be no dollar bills, no $5 bills, no coins for...
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. They will take away cash.
How's that going to work? What about tips? And what about even...
You will have to Venmo people.
This money is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So if you want to do something privately, what do you have to do? Give a credit card to somebody on the
Venmo
road?
Yeah, that's what people do right now. They're Venmoing people. See, that system was also set up by PayPal. That system is also set up by government money, by the way. It's not independent. It's not private. So... all transactions will be recorded, and all transactions will have to be done electronically.
Does that mean everybody's going to have one of those little card things in, so that if somebody wants to give them a $2 tip or a $25 tip, they have to have their own little processing little machine?
Yes, there'll be no private tipping. You can't tip, you can't just pay the lawn guy.
Can we start something to fight this? Can't we just say, hey, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Cash has been, the coin of the realm ever since people crawled out of the mud. I mean, they can't take that away from us.
Oh, you'd be surprised. We're moving in that direction. Look at how you check out of a grocery store, Uncle Milty.
This is true. We use debit cards for a majority of our purchases, but cash is still, the people's money.
Right. Let me say that, Uncle Milty.
Your question, can't we do something about this?
Mm-hmm.
We can ask that question about many, many things that happen. Mm-hmm. The problem is people aren't willing to make the sacrifice that it will take to prevent this from happening.
Because it's easy. They've made it easy, and they've made it the standard quo. So in California, it's hard to find a place that you can pay cash now.
Yep.
See, the states are sort of closing in on this. You have self-check. You have all of these different things that if you don't have the capability, can you buy groceries?
Nope.
They're phasing out the employee, and they're doing it in the name of automation. And automation is going to require you to go digital. That's why I'm saying text Birch Gold, 989898. Okay, get some gold before it keeps going up, and make sure that you are varied in all of the ways that you possess money. Okay, gold and silver. I would definitely say gold and silver, but we have to watch out for our IRAs and our everything that we've got out there. You've got to shore that up with gold. so that you're not worried about inflation or deflation or it being taken.
I saw an interesting meme yesterday, mm-hmm. and it showed a bar of gold, mm-hmm. and it said in 1960 yes. something that bar was worth $20. And it would buy a home. 10 of them would buy a home mm-hmm. for $6,700.
Right.
Today, those same 10 bars of gold will buy a home at
wow.
$750,000.
There you go. Be right back. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise. They're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind. Thanks a lot.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right, we are live. Okay, I first of all just wanted to mention a bill in Louisiana real fast. The bill in Louisiana seeks to try to, the Senate passed this in Louisiana, and it was actually rejecting any WHO treaties for pandemics. A big applause. Yes, we need more of that. Can we have more of that, please? So we'll see what happens, but I thought that was good. And yeah, so no mandate of any kind by the World Health Organization. It's criminal that our current fraudulent administration was making sure that these treaties got signed, because really and truly, that's not America. So I'm happy to see states lead out. That's what they should do. That's their role. So I put up a post because there are moments where I really get tired of being called names. Do you?
I don't get called names, Kate.
I get called names all the time. And sometimes, I mean, 13 years of this plus, I'm just getting a little tired. And so this is not, I put up a post on Facebook about this. It's not a boastful statement. If you know me, you know that we're not about boasting. That's just not who we are, okay? Not about gloating either. This is not what this is about, but I do want to make a point. On the air, when Ebola came up, 2014, what did we say? Nothing burger.
Yeah.
Nothing burger. Okay. We got hate mail like you wouldn't believe. We were like, oh no. People were emailing us saying, oh no, this is different. It's Ebola and it's coming. And there's a case in Texas. And oh my gosh, one case in Texas. And it's coming for us. And how dare you say that? You're putting people in harm's way. I'm not joking. But we had read a study from Malaysia that said, and I know I've mentioned this before, but we read a study in Malaysia, and it talked about how these things get into the press for 2 months, about 2 to 3 months, and then they're gone. That's exactly what happened. We said this is exactly what's going to happen with this, and we were right, okay? And they dropped it. After like 70 days, you never heard about Ebola again. Then we were talking about Syria and Assad, and Assad never took out his own people. Okay, why would he? He was on 60 Minutes years back and seemed pretty reasonable, and his country elected him. But we wanted a land grab, oil. Cheney had an oil, I can't remember the name of the company, but he had an oil company over there. They wanted land. They wanted Syria, and they wanted the pipelines, and they wanted to go to war. And Obama kept saying, go to war and take out Assad. And they showed the picture of the little boy washed up on the shore. Everybody lost their freaking minds. And it was go, go, go time. Go kill Assad. Turns out later, we were right. Investigations happened. Assad never did that to his people. It was the white helmets. And of course, here we stand, and Assad did not gas his own people. And we were right. Okay. Then we were right about several school shootings that never added up. We said, where are the coroners? Why aren't the people, kids leaving the school? Where's the pictures of that? We had cameras there. There are all kinds of questions. We started bringing up all these questions, and everyone said, how dare you? Not everyone, but people said, how dare you? Because they were so emotional, okay? But we were right to question, and those mysteries have never been solved, by the way. Then 2016 election, you said Trump would get in.
Yep.
Yep. Right out of the gate, he goes, nope, Trump will get in. He was the first one of us to say that. Milty was right. I bet you like hearing that. Milty was right, okay? And also, people were mad at me because I didn't get on the air and I didn't say that we would not have an election that year. And people were furious with me. I had some listeners leave because they said, if you don't say we're not having an election and that everything ends, the whole world ends, in January of 2016, we can't listen anymore. And I was like, it's not going to end. Okay, we're going to move on. And we did. All right, February 2020. Okay, we said Blovid was a lie from day one.
Yep.
Hate mail. You could not believe how many, like you said, grandmothers we killed. Okay, yeah. You said that the other day. And we never wore a mask. We were perfectly fine. People that didn't wear masks were perfectly fine. Okay. And really what it was they wanted to get the shots out. It was a total lie. And they actually wanted to move into digital currency, digital ID with your health information. But look at all the people that didn't wear a mask. They didn't evaporate. They didn't keel over in the street. Okay. That was our first clue. Ukraine, we said from the beginning, it was a money laundering service. And it is. Okay. They said, news said North Korea was going to nuke us. We said, no, they're not. People yelled at us. Then Russia is going to nuke us.
Yeah.
Headlines, you know, all the time. Did it happen? No. We said it would not happen. We're like, they're not going to nuke us. 70 years of going to nuke us. Okay. How did we know all of these things? How were we able to say all of these things?
Because history repeats itself.
Yep. And we prayed about it and we followed our gut and we knew something was wrong because the media, the AP, and the government all got on the same page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the politicians are the only people that ever wanted us off the air. Okay. That's the only people for 13 years plus that ever wanted to remove us was the politicians. Okay. The politicians went with the narrative every single time. There was only a few outliers in the entire country that contradicted the narrative. Am I right?
That's right.
They are protectionists. The politicians are protectionists for the media / government / AP.
All the way to your city council.
Yes. I hope that sinks in. They followed the narrative every single time. Is it that they just don't possess thinking skills? Are they just protectionists? No matter what is said in the media, they will say that's exactly what it is. They're the only ones, okay? And this is how it goes for independent media. The only people that ever call for independent media to be off the air are politicians. Not the people ever. It's true. I don't know. And we could be wrong, and I'm not sure what happens in our future. And we could say what we think about what's going to happen or, you know, a crystal ball. And I'd love to hear from you what you guys think comes next. And that's fine. And I want to hear because I know that this listening audience is amazing. And I know you're thinkers.
You know, if you even question what's being said right now, study the history of the Cold War and Radio Free Europe.
Yep. You're right.
Because it was exactly the same situation. except it was the Soviets against their people, not the United States against their people.
Yeah. You're right. We cite our sources. We go through history. We cite history. We often use their own words against them. That's happened so many times. But we're here to say this is what we think. This is what we're feeling right now about this. And this is what we think. And we try really hard to do that. And I am telling you that it's going to get more difficult because we're going to get more things thrown at us. And all of the people that call us conspiracy theorists, it's so amazing to me that they keep doing it because we have a pretty decent track record. Do we not?
Yeah.
Okay. That's got to end. And when people say that, laugh at them because it just means that they don't want to think. It's just a big sign that says, I don't want to think. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. I'm hearing talk that indeed certain cities, perhaps counties, maybe even states, will print their own regional monies. The same as it was back before the Civil War, where there were many little different counties and whatnot that printed their own currency. Why can't we just start printing our own currency?
We absolutely can.
We can.
We absolutely can. 100%.
Let's start a movement. Let's get Utah Bucks on the map.
You got it. Thank you. I love it. I love it. We've got to go to a break quick. Yeah. You know what? Those are the kinds of things we're going to do.
Yep.
We're going to develop our own systems, okay? And they know that. They know that.
It's not going to happen until the people feel the pain, though.
Yep.
That's when it'll start happening.
I know. We have a pretty good track record. We're not always right, but we have a really good track record on the big ticket items. And I hope that says enough about independent media and what they can do and what they can say. To help people understand what's going on out there, I hope. We have risked careers. We have risked being on the air and losing audience trust every single time that we try to do that. Every single time we try to voice what we think in the moment. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. If you need help with all the credit card bills that you've accrued, and I know you probably have stuck a lot of stuff on credit, okay? Everyone has because of the economy. Everyone's experiencing a shortfall of about $1,000 to $2,000 a month from what they had a couple of years ago. So I know people are putting it on credit. If this is you, which is most of everybody, go to donewithdebt.com. I really like what these guys are doing. They have a fantastic reputation. They're helping people resolve their debt. They're able to get in and negotiate lower interest rates so they're not compounding on you so that you're not getting buried by your debt. I have a feeling we're going to see a tremendous amount of bankruptcies next year. Because people are freaking out because they don't know what else to do. What else are you going to do? You got to put it on credit. Call 888-322-1054. 888-322-1054. You've got to get some financial freedom. I know it's probably causing you stress right now. And so this is amazing. You can go to their website. You just fill out a couple of lines. Your information stays private. Okay. They're not going to share it. And fill that out. They'll get a hold of you. And in whichever way you want, and just get some help on this. We have got to get our debts down. I don't want to see people lose stuff because of this, and they can really help you. The credit card companies are going all in on charging everybody exorbitant rates on their cards for any little thing. They'll raise the rate on them, and people are they're just getting buried, you guys. Donewithdebt.com, they can help you, okay? I love these guys. They're so good. What's your crystal ball? And I want to hear from all of you. Crystal ball. By the way, Utah does have gold backs and they're accepted in different cities. Yep. Their own currency, our own currency. So if you want an answer, there's that. But what, you know, if you're going to talk about what's coming, like we have on the show, and I know we're echoing a lot of what you're thinking, so we're not the only ones saying what's right. I know you're thinking a lot of what we've been saying on the air for 13 years. So what do you think? What's coming next? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, do you know about gold backs?
I do.
Could that be our form of exchange?
We just talked about it.
Oh, I was on the phone.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right. No, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. That is so true. So there's currencies. We're going to have systems. We're going to develop things. We are. There's always ways out. I think God has been very good to us in miracles of ingenuity. We figure things out. Scary, but we'll figure things out. And that's kind of the piece, you know, of what we're talking about. But what do you think about this next election, Milty?
I'm still not sure it's going to happen.
Okay.
I can see clearly the path for some catastrophe to cause a declaration of martial law and no election.
Okay. It's fair. I mean, look what happened in 2020, so it's fair. And look what happened with January 6th, so that's fair. Fair assessment. Hi, caller. What happens next? What do you think's coming?
Well, digital currency, I'm real concerned about another subject, and you've talked about on your show, and that's putting the vaccines in foods. If there's any way you can find out if there's any organization, individuals, any entity across the country that's trying to monitor that, because some states are allowing it, some companies are doing it, and I'm very concerned about
it. Okay, Patrick Wood comes on next. Patrick Wood from Technocracy, he's awesome. He comes next on the show, so we'll ask him.
The possibility it's changing our DNA, and Christ won't recognize us when we stand before him. But I wanted to talk about the coins, money. The best place to solve a problem of a legal nature is to start with the Constitution. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 states this is the only role of government in the monetary system to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coins and fix the standard of weight and measure. There is no other authority for the federal government to be involved in money. Federal Reserve is all unconstitutional and so forth.
Now, I get it.
It also talks about the states. The states are limited, and that's on Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. And they're limited to only accepting money that's or manufacturing coining. Let me just read it. No state shall make anything, coin money, emit bills of credit, and make anything but gold and silver coins as tender in payment of debts, and et cetera, et cetera. So the states can do it, but they have to do it in coins.
Okay.
But the big thing is that was what the banks did before, especially before the Federal Reserve and before FDR started abolishing commodity money. The biggest reason for all this is we got off the gold and silver standard.
No, you are exactly right. I want to include other people in this conversation, 888-673-1450, but I get that. What I'm talking about, too, is communities that might set up their own little thing between them, or you have bartering systems or things like that. So there'll be some communities that crop up that do things like try to do some things like that, and I think it's great. Their own little system in whatever way they do. But and we're gonna have a lot of ingenuity. We're going to think of things to be able to kind of get around some of the stuff that's coming down. Like I said, we won't always be right. I don't think we would ever be. I would never be so boastful as to say that. I would never, ever. Even saying this, or even the last segment, I'm like, ooh, I hate saying that because I don't want to appear like that. But you know, we've been able to figure things out because we're looking at the media and the government always agreeing. And when they agree, be very nervous. It's usually a lie, right?
Yep.
It's your first clue, right? What's your first clue on stuff that's coming up?
Well, I guess really it's just experience. I'm so used to dealing with it that I have questions about everything immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Even the Castaway story.
Yeah.
We were like, it sounds awfully Hollywoodish, but okay. I mean, to question is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. We're going to have, I think, more obvious lies thrown at us. They're going to be so obvious. And you're going to go, how are they getting away with this? Kind of like the vote flipping on election night.
Yeah.
And claiming King Fraud-A-Lot got 80 million votes when we know he didn't. Obvious.
How do you watch the numbers change right on your television by tens of thousands in a second?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And not believe there's fraud.
I don't know. I don't know how people turn off what's in front of their face, but yeah. I don't know. But we're going to have things that are coming our way that we're going to go, people are believing this? I mean, we have got to keep eyes open. It's going to take getting on our knees to do it too, because I heavily rely on prayer. I heavily rely on God to help. Can't do this show without him.
Yep.
Can't look at the news without him. I'm not kidding when I say that. We're going to need a lot of spiritual eyes to be opened here so that we can see. We're going to come right back with Patrick Wood, technocracy.news. Be right back. He always has some amazing things to say. We'll be right back.